countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Right, from dairying to sheep farming, and I often wonder why spring lamb is in so much demand at this time of the year. Suzanne Campbell, good morning to you. You've been having a look at this.
I have been having a look at it indeed, Damien. We've seen the prices for lamb, really, and sheep meat grow in Ireland. You know, and actually since 2019, the prices have increased by 10% for farmers. So this is great. And I suppose, what is spring lamb? This lamb that's touted all over the place that we should be eating around Easter time is a traditional food. So what does that term mean? And it really means lambs that were born in this calendar year. Now, some of them might have been born a little earlier than that, maybe in December, but they're basically killed at between 3 and 5 months old. And they're big, hefty lambs. Now, they're not this little small, cute thing you see in the fields or on postcards. You know, you're looking at about 40 and 43, 44 kilos. I mean, this week we saw one there on Farming Twitter, and I know you follow Farming Twitter, Damien. It's absolutely brilliant for prices, etc. There was a 42 kilo spring lamb sold at Enniscorthy Mart for €188, which is a huge price. So lamb is at record price. So why is this? You know, and especially because we know that lamb has experienced the loss of food service. Restaurants and hotels have closed, but it's still very much demand in Europe and in further afield. And in fact, even domestically, in terms of we're all eating at home these days, the volume and the price sales volume of lamb has actually increased in Ireland. So more of us are buying and eating lamb. So I talked to earlier this week to farmer Amy Jackson. She's in North Tipperary. She farms with her husband Ross, and they have a mixed organic farm of sheep and oats and barley. They keep about 150 ewes, mainly Border Leicester crosses, and they're in the middle of lambing at the moment. So I asked her, is she feeling the benefit of these good prices and demand?
I think we've been quite lucky that we have sold most of our lamb organically for the past few years through Irish Country Meats in Camolin in Wexford. And just last year, then we started selling directly to customers. And so we've called ourselves Laca Organic Lamb. And that went much better than we would have imagined. We thought maybe we would aim to sell about 20 or so privately, but they all went that way last year. And yes, it has been a really strong year for lamb last year, and we're seeing really high prices as well at the moment now. It's quite exciting, really. We're hoping that that'll continue for the rest of the year.
So what's a day like lambing?
It's busy. So we get up and, well, actually through the night, I suppose, we check the sheep every 2 hours through the night. We have a CCTV camera set up in the sheep shed, so we just log on to our phones, check the camera, and hopefully roll over and go back to sleep. Then when we get up, we go out first thing, check all the lambs in the individual pens are healthy, give meal and silage and water to all the animals. And then really it's a daily routine of moving on ewes with young lambs from the individual pens into a bigger creche. We have creches in the shed where we let the lambs get a little bit stronger before we put them outdoors. Mucking out the individual pens, hopefully having time to allow those to dry before we add some lime to them and bed them up again ready for the next new mum. Mm-hmm. And then they get fed again in the evening. So that's the cycle, really. And then keeping a very close eye for any TLC cases.
You and your husband have, if you like, regular jobs as well, off farm. Obviously, you're probably working at home and everything, but you're lambing around your other work, I presume.
Yeah, so we're literally working every minute of the day at the moment. And then, you know, sometimes our other work has to be done after hours as such, you know, so maybe 9 p.m. until midnight, we might grab some time for ourselves at a computer and then do the lambing dishes, the bottles and any stomach tubes or anything like that that we've had to use throughout the day, and head to bed and then check the cameras, and then it all starts again the next day. So it only lasts a few weeks, but it's a crazy time on a farm. It's very, very busy.
Can I just add also that Amy and Ross have young children? So it slightly makes your head spin, Damien, listening to that daily routine, even without children being thrown into it. Of the lambs that we produce in Ireland on farms like Amy's, we export about 70% of them. And in past decades, lamb consumption in Europe had been falling, and it had been an older profile, the customer for lamb. But Ireland has been part of a marketing programme to kind of direct sales at younger consumers in Europe and in Ireland as well. But why is the price so high? This is a key issue. And it's a bit like that container ship that's stuck in the Suez at the moment. Global trade is so interconnected, and what happens in another contact affects prices here really quickly. Seamus McManaman from Bord Bia explains this situation to me.
Yeah, we probably export about 60 to 70% of the sheep meat that we produce. It's been a very strong market this year, I suppose, just in terms of there's been tighter global supplies for sheep meat, and the volume of product being imported by Europe from New Zealand in particular has been at its lowest level in decades. So that's translated then into a very strong demand for Irish lamb.
I know farmers in Ireland and in Britain have often complained about New Zealand sheep meat coming on the market here. Why is there less of that coming into Europe now?
There were production difficulties in New Zealand, which contributed to, first of all, a lower lamb crop. And then they have redirected a lot of what they have exported to China. China imported, I think, 75% of what New Zealand exported last year. So in terms of New Zealand have a quota for what they can export to Europe. And last year, they imported less than 50% of that. So it's been the lowest in decades. So the redirection of all that lamb off the global market into China has sort of then freed up opportunities then for us on the European market, because obviously there's a shortage of lamb. And then to add to that, then the EU production of lamb has declined last year. And then with Brexit and the UK leaving the trading bloc, there was a notable decline in exports from the UK to the EU last year as well. And that's created a lot of opportunities for Irish exporters. And then that's been translated back then into the quite strong prices that we've seen over the last 12 months.
I mean, is it something that that price will last, and are farmers encouraged to have confidence in it?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's quotes this morning of 730 to 750 cent a kilo for August, which is just at record levels. It has been driven a lot by tight supplies. There would have been a lot of lambs killed earlier last year with the good weather and quite firm prices. So there was a lower carryover of hoggets into this year. And then the increased optimism in the sheep sector has meant as well that there's been an increase in the number of ewe lambs that have been sort of kept for breeding. And then on top of that, there's less lambs being imported from Northern Ireland for direct slaughter. So it's overall the kills running about 7 or 8% behind where it was in previous years. And this is what's contributing then to the high price. It's just competition for those available.
And it seems the demand here for lamb is also getting higher, and also really happily, I think, among younger consumers. Butcher Pat Whelan, he's of the James Whelan Butcher Outlets, took me through why spring lamb is so special and why it's reaching those new consumers.
Spring lamb would be typically 3 to 5 months old, and it's a much smaller carcass. The taste from the spring lamb is more subtle. It's very tender, and the colour is much paler than it would be as the animal matures or develops into a greater age. In the same way as we eat turkey at Christmas, there tends to be that traditional approach to eating lamb at Easter. So you have a huge demand at Easter for this particular meat.
It has, I suppose, been associated with an older customer. Is that changing? Do you find in your business younger people getting into lamb?
I think there is, and I think a lot of it is in how the butcher presents the product. I think the traditional approach would have been to roast the leg, whereas now you're seeing butterfly cuts, which are suitable for barbecuing. So traditionally, we would have roasted the leg and grilled the chops, whereas now, you know, kebab, lamb burgers, koftas, butterfly legs of lamb, and so on and so forth, complete with noisettes and different ways of presenting it. That's introducing it to a different customer, a newer customer, a younger customer, and it's a beautiful meat. And I think anybody who develops the taste for it, it's special and it's unique.
What would you recommend this Easter for any of us to prepare? What would be your favourite treatment of it?
The rack of lamb is just something that I really enjoy myself. I don't like it overcooked, and I think it's something that's quite simple to prepare and very, very easy to cook.
It's not even 9 o'clock and I'm already looking forward to eating a bit of lamb later on. Suzanne, thanks a million for that. And that was Pat Whelan ending that report there.